You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. That was the Mugs doing White Boy Blues off their CD called The Mugs. And they are playing Sunday at Caju Cafe along with the Eastside Elvis and the Detroit Mafia. And from them we heard something off their MySpace site, Little Sister. Up next we've got the White Ravens. They're playing the Crazy Wisdom Coffee House, or I'm sorry, Crazy Wisdom Tea Room and Bookstore Saturday. We're going to listen to something. This is a brother-sister duo. They've had Maruga on drums with them on their CD. I'm not sure if he'll be playing with them Saturday, but we're going to listen to something called Comic Book Song, and you can check them out at the Crazy Wisdom Tea Room and Bookstore Saturday. That's up in Ann Arbor. And if we still have time, we're going to listen to 3D Invisibles doing a Rock On Mockingbird Lane off their MySpace site, and Saturday night they are playing Smalls. Up we coming in the next Motor Live Drive in a matter of a few minutes. We've got Igby Iris. As soon as their engineer gives us the thumbs up, we'll be going live. But here's some White Ravens with Comic Book Song.
If I lived in a comic book, there's issue number 21. The battle's just begun. Do you want to read on or leave me in the middle of things? If I lived in a comic book, my favorite episode's The Great War. You know we're going to win, but you've got to keep on reading. There's so much on your shoulders, a galaxy at your fingertips. If you put the book down, you're back in the world you live in. We watch the paper sunset, 'cause it's just a paper world. A paper heart can never bleed. If I lived in a comic book, there's issue number 35 where I can barely stay alive, but with the help of strangers I can make it through the book. Turn to the back and have a look. See me triumphing over all that once stood against me.
Rockin' on Mockingbird Lane.
That's right. All right, that was the 3D Invisibles rocking on Mockingbird Lane, and they're playing Saturday night at Smalls. Before that, we heard the White Ravens doing the comic book song. They're playing the Crazy Wisdom Bookstore Saturday night. Speaking of comic books, I wanted to mention that Green Brain is having a 10th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 7 to 10. They are located at 210 Michigan Avenue. That's in East Dearborn. They are having an art. They're creating space in the comic book store for local artists to hang their art. And the first art opening and celebration of their 10th anniversary will be this Saturday from 7 to 10. Do we have a go or should I keep going?
Keep going.
Keep going. All right. We're going to hit the Fondas. They are playing at Cliff Bell's on Sunday. This is kind of an unusual ticket. It says that in lieu of paying to get in, they're asking people if you can get in for free if you bring crayons, wine corks, old CDs, buttons, and other craft items. This is for a benefit of some sort. But they're playing Sunday at Cliff Bell's along with some other bands, and we're going to listen to them for doing something called I Can't Live Without Your Love. And Sunday, if you got some spare buttons around, you got an old shirt, you can pull the buttons off. You can get in for free to see the Fondas at Cliff Bell's Sunday. All right, that was the Fondas, who are playing Cliff Bell's on Sunday as part of a benefit. We've also got the Wrong Numbers playing Saturday night at Corktown Tavern. We're going to listen to something off their MySpace site called I Found a New Love, classic R&B song. And you can check them out Saturday night at Corktown Tavern. Here's the Wrong Numbers doing I Found a New Love. I found Okay, that was the Wrong Numbers doing the Joe Weaver classic. I Found a New Love, and Saturday night they're going to be playing at Corktown Tavern. There's so much great music happening this weekend. It's hard to figure out where you want to go. But up next, we've got the Skinny Raccoons, who Friday night are going to be playing at the Coffee Beanery. We're going to listen to something from them off the MySpace called The Hobo Song, and you can check them out at the Coffee Beanery Saturday night.
Dreams in this tattered suitcase. I guess a dream is all it seems. The train approaching in the distance leaves at 8 for New Orleans. Watch them step out into the sunshine, embrace their loved ones waiting there. There might be something out there for me. If there is, I don't know where. But I hear that whistle blowing down the track. Everybody's going, but no one's looking back. Cause I've heard people laughing at me. Had some dirt kicked in my face. I've heard good preachers preaching at me about God's amazing grace. And I'm searching for His face. I've had some people I've called friends. I guess I've made some grave mistakes. Cause where were they when times got harder? And how much pain could one man take? But I hear that whistle blowing, it's coming down the track. One way to get home now, I don't know where home is at. Me, I'm leaving on a train to nowhere. No one will miss me when I'm gone. Say that I was good for nothing, just a worthless vagabond. I'll sit in the back car by the window. I'll watch my heartaches fade away. Exactly where I'm going, but it hurts too much to stay. And I hear that whistle blowing, it's coming down the track. Everybody is going, we'll be right back.
Alrighty, that was the Hobo Song by the Skinny Raccoons, and they are playing Friday night at the Coffee Beanery. We have Igby Iris in the studios tuning up. We're trying to get the bugs worked out, and we will be going live real soon. They've got a ticket giveaway. They're going to be doing a show at the Crowfoot Ballroom Friday. It's an early show. It starts
at... They'll be going on at 8.
They'll be going on at 8, but the doors are opening at 4 o'clock, so there's going to be quite a bit of music. We'll have to find out more about that when they come live, hopefully in the matter of the next few minutes. In the meantime, we're going to listen to a couple of bands that are going to be playing at the Bullfrog on the 20th. That's Friday night. Saturday night. Yeah, the Saturday night, the 20th. I know what day it is. Okay, Group Therapy and Silent Divide are going to be playing the Bullfrogs. So we'll listen to a couple of songs from them. We've got Group Therapy doing Coming Home, followed, if we have time, by Silent Divide doing Ninja Mambo. I'm going to bring down Group Therapy because we have Igby Iris in the house. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Real good. All right.
Okay, you came down all the way from Grand Rapids today?
Yep.
So let's get you on the air right now. What are you going to start with?
We're going to start with a song called The Search that follows into Boy. It's the first and second track off of our album, and The Search for What It Was.
As I laid in the kitchen, strung about across the floor, I had a moment of memory. What can't I remember anymore? From the window came the gesture to try and remember the day I had what it is that I searched for and why it went away. Keep the iris and the search for what it was. Interview at 11. The iris and the search for what it was. I remember it this way. I remember it this way. watch the boy in awe. What for long is he leaving to pray? See his eyes, his focus as he dies. Life for long is he leaving to pray? Wear the shock and smile of this inheritor. He makes his new every wrestler. Oh, oh, oh. Watch him crawl here before you all. Just be sure to push him back. We'll be right back.
Igby Iris.
Wow. It's like a rock opera out there. This was great. What a, and you guys are from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Man, well, it was worth having you drive down. Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us
Real
on.
Pleasure having you here.
Yeah, we appreciate being
and
here.
You have a show going on tomorrow night, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're playing at the Crow Football Room. That will be starting at 4 p.m. going until we go on at 8 p.m. That's right. So okay. That will be filmed for Comcast. So some tickets to give away.
All right. In fact, if people call right here, 845-9676, or toll-free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676. If you were in the area and could come by to the studio and pick up tickets, we have tickets for the show for tomorrow night at the Crow Football Room.
Yeah, but you'd have to come by either tonight or tomorrow in the afternoon and pick the tickets up because they're physical tickets. But the show's happening out at the Crowfoot in Pontiac tomorrow night. Does somebody want to introduce the band?
Oh, sure. Red, why don't you go ahead and do that?
All righty. I'm Red. I'm sitting behind the keys in here. Behind the drums, we have Gish, otherwise known as Jeremy. We have Solomon playing the bass, and Bradley is singing lead and playing the guitar.
All right. Well, it's nice to have you here. You have some more for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ready, Alan? Okay, yes, they're fine-tuned and ready to go.
Wonderful. Yeah, we're actually, this next tune is going to be called Gardens. This one is going to be on an album pretty soon. We just haven't decided when to lay it down yet. So this one, you can hear it right now, and then very soon you can pick it up if you're interested. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
right, Igby Iris, right here on the Live Drive F5 Studios. I've got a question for you guys. You've got to tell me, where does the name Igby Iris come from?
Well, the name comes from three separate ideas. Basically, the name Igby always reminded me of like this mad scientist working in London, you know, hands in his work, just kind of going mad over the time. So the madness comes into effect there. Also, the iris flower is always one of, you know, my favorite flowers. So that's the beauty of the band to me. So you have the madness and the beauty, and then the iris is also the focal point of your eye. So if we can bring the madness, the beauty, and the focus all together, that's what we're shooting for. So we next song that we're going to be doing is called Sweet Angel. It's actually a song I wrote a few years ago on a tiny little recorder in a two-bedroom apartment that turned out to be quite a good song for us in the long run.
Getting spun on the radio back in Grand Rapids right now on 96.1, and we'll be on the upcoming album titled Naked. That'll be an iTunes release later this month.
And it'll be available on our podcast right here on the Live Drive at 5 at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
And they'll be ready in just one moment.
Thank you.
Right here, Igby Iris on the live drive at 5. In fact, where can people get a hold of Igby Iris?
You can go to igbyiris.com. That'll also take you to, if you want to listen to music, you can go to our MySpace, which you can get through igbyiris.com, or you can go to myspace.com/igbyiris. We're also on Facebook. You can look us up there.
While else fails, just Google.
There can't be too many Igby Irises around.
No.
You have an interesting graphic on your MySpace site. It's kind of like a artsy Y or something. Is that the cover of your next CD? Or?
No, actually, it's kind of funny. That came together. It's the basic design, the logo of the band. It came out of the base. It's basically the most simplistic form of a man with his arms outstretched, trying to like coming out of the desperation that, you know, people seem to get in every once in a while. So it all just kind of came together, and we're like, why not? So that's the logo.
Okay, and why don't we just keep the music rolling along? Mm-hmm. What will it be next?
Next will be Saturday at Catlin's.
Thank you.
Igby Iris right here at the Live Drive F5 Studios. In fact, I want to remind everybody, you can see them at the Crowfoot Ballroom tomorrow night. That's Friday. It's an early show. Doors open at 4, and they're playing about 8 o'clock tomorrow. In fact, you can get a hold of them at their MySpace site. We want to thank Alan Cantino, who's been working, oh, like the devil today. He's been changing chords and keeping himself busy today. So we always want to give a big thanks to Alan Cantino for making it sound so good.
Absolutely. We've been giving him a run for his money out here. I won't lie.
Well, you've got about 15 minutes left. What can you do for us?
Well, we will play two songs back to back. The songs will be Through the Years and Saddest Day. These are two of the more powerhouse songs on the album and The Search for What It Was. So, shall we?
You shall.
Come here, come here, come here.
Right, Igby Iris right here on the Live Drive at 5. Stay tuned for the jump button. In fact, before we go, you're going to be playing out at the Crowfoot tomorrow night.
Right.
Starts at 4. No, the doors open at 4, but you're going on at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And it is an on-demand concert, so that will be videotaped, won't it?
Yes, it will.
So come on out. Get yourself on TV. And, oh, and you can always contact you at your MySpace site.
That's correct. MySpace.com/IgbyIris or IgbyIris.com.
Okay, thanks so much for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You sounded great.
Thank you.
Okay, stay tuned for the jump button.
Time for the bass.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a terrible struggle ensued. In this time of strife, a tiny child came forth, and when the smoke had cleared and the dust had dried, it was revealed to all the child was the great Ra, with two bees that had been prophesied throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dork cheek video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.